This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR's news director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad.
Well, the bad news, but I guess you could say that we saw it coming, is that the Omicron variant of COVID has been discovered now in the Lehigh Valley.
St. Luke's University Health Network confirmed that yesterday at least two cases of the Omicron variant. That's right here in the Lehigh Valley. They did this testing through their own partnership with a private lab. So this didn't come from the CDC. Health reporter Brittany Sweeney spoke with the network's head of infectious diseases, Dr. Jeffrey Jerry, and he said the two cases they found were in outpatients, but more are possible. Let's hear from Dr. Jerry.
There are now about 40 others that are suspicious that have also been sent out at our own expense to find out just exactly how bad the situation is.
Wow, 40 more suspected cases of the Omicron variant in the Lehigh Valley.
And Brad, if predictions that, you know, federal health officials and experts are making are true, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the beginning of a possible shift to Omicron dominating in Pennsylvania and across the country. And we're already in a surge of Delta variant cases here in Pennsylvania.
Right. We don't know how serious the effects of the Omicron variant will be on people's health, but it does come on the heels of a spike in hospitalizations in Pennsylvania and here in the Lehigh Valley.
Pennsylvania has among the highest rates of hospitalizations in the country, and hospitals in several parts of the state, including here in the Lehigh Valley, are at capacity or over capacity. On Wednesday, Governor Tom Wolf reached out to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for asking for help and support for the state's healthcare system in this onslaught of cases. Specifically, he asked for hospital strike teams, nursing home strike teams, and ambulance strike teams. He also asked for 1 million rapid at-home COVID tests.
And at this point, we're not really seeing a lot of changes outside of the hospitals and healthcare facilities in people's behavior in the Valley. That's an unscientific observation, but what actions are health officials calling for now?
Well, local leaders, local health officials are echoing what we're hearing at the federal level, which is they are imploring residents to get vaccinated to at least stem off the worst effects of infections. That's what vaccines are at least believed to do. Reporter Megan Frank spoke with County Executive Lamont McClure about the situation in Northampton County, where cases are spiking. And he added his voice to that call. And he also asked people to start wearing masks again. Now, we haven't heard that advice from state officials or other local officials yet, but in Philadelphia, the public health commissioner is warning that surging number of cases of the Delta variant there may mean more breakthrough cases for people who are vaccinated. And she's saying people shouldn't gather for the holidays. Don't gather with your family. Stay at home.
It remains to be seen if other officials will echo that call for extra caution during the holidays, and we'll watch that in the coming week. In politics, there's big news from the state capitol that could impact the political landscape, quite literally, in the Lehigh Valley. It's about redistricting.
Yes, and redistricting efforts are happening in full force at the state capitol at this time as lawmakers work to draw up new maps ahead of the 2022 primaries. This is for the state's congressional districts and also their own districts for state House and Senate. Now, Brad, you know, granted, this is a topic that's dense. It's a little hard to digest. But on Thursday, one local state senator's outrage came through loud and clear. She raised alarms about proposed maps that would divide the Democratic-leaning cities of Allentown and Bethlehem in half and merge them with more Republican outlying areas. She says those actions would undermine representation of well-established communities.
And nothing's final yet with the redistricting maps, right?
Not final yet, and the process of drawing up the maps for local lawmakers is really just getting started. So this is another thing we're going to be following into the new year, as it will affect who appears on what ballot and representation for communities of color and every voter across the Valley for the next 10 years.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.